We're here on KSOM. It's our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for this girls' basketball state tournament game between St. Albert and Exira EHK. And Saints head coach Dick Wettengel with us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your basketball team coming into this first-round matchup against the Spartans?
Well, it's always an exciting time of year. Our girls always, you know, get excited about being able to play at the state tournament, and it's just a thrill to be here. And we, you know, doesn't matter who you draw really in that first round, Chris. It's always going to be a tough game. Any one of those eight teams is going to be good to make it, you know, to the Casey Center. So we expect a great game tomorrow.
Well, the 1A field is going to be stacked top to bottom, no doubt about it, in this tournament. You have gone through some adversity this year. You've had to deal with some injuries. Your starting lineup, maybe not what you expected at the start of the year. How have the girls persevered?
Well, it's been challenging. You know, I will tell you that. You know, we began the year, the day six, our practice on day six, we lost one of our projected starters, Alexa Lenz, to an ACL injury. And then a week later in our first game, Maura Ryan, a first-team All-State point guard from last year on the All-Tournament team, also did the same thing, tore her ACL. So, you know, we had to, you know, kind of revamp a little bit, and it's a good thing we have the depth we did, you know, because our girls have, you know, taking that challenge on, it's actually toughened them up and made them closer. And, you know, you see the result, you know, of getting through that. We are a tough team.
Absolutely. There's a lot of similarities between you and Exira. Statistically, you both score about the same amount of points. You both give up about the same amount of points. You both shoot about threes, about the same percentage. How are you similar? How are you different from this Exira team?
Well, there is a lot of similarity. You know, I see a really tough Alcorn team there, Exira. They play some really good defense. I think they prefer to, you know, stay on their side of half court when they play defense, while we'll get out and press full court. So, you know, both teams are going to do what they do all year long. I don't think you're going to see many surprises at this time, at this juncture of the game. And, you know, he will mix it up a little bit more. Tom will, with his defenses, you know, they'll get into some different zone sets and some different half court type pressure besides the man to man. But regardless, it doesn't matter what they do. I just see a really, really strong defensive team, you know, on that side of the court. So we're going to have to be really sharp offensively, you know, and be on our game. I think both teams will to score tomorrow.
And Taryn Peterson has been, you know, exceptional offensively for Exira HK. How do you see that matchup and how you have to deal with her?
Well, you know, I think she's, you know, one of the people we have to make sure we mark and know where she's at all the time. You know, she's a great offensive player and a really good defensive player. I think, you know, she's one of the state leaders in steals and in assists. So, you know, she's a really tough matchup, just really quick and has a very quick release on her shot. And, you know, we're just going to have to make sure we know where she's at all the time.
And for your team, offensively, I mean, there's no one player who has astronomical stats. So you've been able to get, a number of different players produce. How has that been going offensively, just with, the team concept and everybody kind of contributing?
Well, that's, I think, what makes us tough to guard is, you know, we can put five different girls on the floor that are capable of scoring, and we've had several of them lead us in individual games this year in scoring. We don't rely on one or two scorers. We just really try to work to our strengths offensively and spread the ball around and, you know, kind of take what the defense is given. And you know, I think it's worked well. That balance, I think, you know, is sometimes really tough to guard.
Ava Underwood averages a double-double for you, but I think when it comes to rebounding, I think it's maybe more than her. What makes your team such a good rebounding squad?
Well, we're gifted with some size. You know, we have some length on our team. Ava's got great length, and Sophia Denton has got some really good length. Brooklyn Rutledge, Lexi Darrington, we have some really strong rebounders, and I think that's going to be a real key for us tomorrow, is, you know, just to try to get control of the boards and make sure that's a successful part of our game tomorrow.
You had such a successful road last year to win a state title. What's been the road? Has it been tougher this year to try and repeat? Is that a tougher thing to do?
Well, each journey is different. You know, 2 years ago, we made the semis, and, you know, that team was a lot different from our team last year, you know, who won state. So, and this has been a different journey, too. They're all kind of different with a new cast of characters each year. We certainly have a lot of kids back from last year's team, and I think that that'll help us, you know, going on the floor, having that experience back. But, you know, this year, I think obviously, you know, like we've talked already, just overcoming those challenges of having so many injuries, that certainly has thrown, you know, a different parameter at us. And I think our girls have done a great job being resilient and fighting through that this year.
Well, Coach, should be an entertaining ball game. Really appreciate your time and best of luck here today against Xavier HK. Yep. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris, for your coverage.
Dick Wettengel, head coach for St. Albert girls basketball, with us here on Iron Fitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show on KSOM.